Christmas. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And on the line from Toledo, Ohio, is Mrs. Davidson. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
We really appreciate you taking time out of your hectic schedule to talk with us. Now, I understand that every year the Davidsons of Toledo do something unusual with their Christmas tree.
Well, we like to do things differently once in a while, so Christmas is a good time to put some new ideas into the house.
Such as?
Well, we've done some theme trees in the past, and one year my daughter was living in Arizona, and she said, don't trim the Christmas tree till I get home.
Okay.
And she put, used a Western theme, a Southwestern theme, and covered the tree with howling coyotes and hot peppers and lizards and cowboy boots, and used the red pepper lights, and she had made those decorations.
Well, did you use a cactus or a regular old pine tree?
We had a pine tree. We usually have two trees. We have an artificial tree in our living room, and then we have a real live tree in the family room.
Wow. Why do you do that? Two trees. Wow.
Because the family wanted a live tree.
Okay. And you wanted a fake tree?
And I wanted a tree in the living room where people can see it, because we have a colored light display out front.
So what's the theme this year?
Well, this year we're doing a tree in the kitchen, and it's a natural theme with things from our yard. We have grapevines used on it, and holly from the garden, and status, and pine cones.
Carrots?
No carrots. Carrots is a good idea.
Thanks. You can use that one.
Okay.
I won't charge you for it.
All right.
Go ahead, put a carrot on there. So this theme is nature. How'd you come up with that?
Oh, it's just something I enjoy. We like being outside, and we like doing outside things, and I'm a gardener.
Oh, okay, great.
So that was a good reason to do it.
The other day, they ran in the paper the four trendiest Christmas tree styles that you could have. I guess this is the 1993 trends. Holy moly, what's that?
Turn it down.
As you can see, the plush studios here at WAIF are a little less than luxurious. The four styles of the most popular Christmas trees this year are the celestial tree, the country tree, the Disney tree, and the glamour tree. Would you like me to tell you a little bit about those?
Yes.
I bet you're dying to know, too, aren't you?
I am.
The celestial Christmas tree features shimmery moons of hand-blown glass, as well as suns and moons in gold plate and crystal. It's dressed with gold beaded garland, zodiac lights, and star lights. How's that grab you?
I think that would be very elegant.
Have you ever had a tree like that?
I have. My living room tree is white and silver, so it's sort of similar, but...
That's kind of celestial.
With lots of crystal and beads.
The country Christmas tree goes like this. And this is supposed to be quite stylish, especially down south. Large yellow paper sunflower mixes well with ornaments of farmers, cowboys, cactuses, and animals. You can pick fun lights that look like chili peppers, cows, apples, or pigs. It sounds like they were hanging out at your place a couple years ago.
That's right. We were ahead of the trend.
I always heard the trend start in Toledo and then move elsewhere.
That could be true.
The Disney tree has bows with large polka dots in yellow, red, purple, green, and blue, and they set the tone for this fantasy tree. Trim the garland that looks like lifesavers and candy canes. Add some motion with plastic houses that work like cuckoo clocks and reveal Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. Have you ever thought about having a cartoon tree?
No, I haven't, but that sounds like a nice tree for a family with young children.
How old are your children?
My children?
Mm-hmm. Are they still around the house?
You're going to ask me difficult questions now.
Mrs. Davidson, have you ever thought about having a Chris and Rob theme tree, you know, where you can, like, hang the Chris and Rob action figures from the tree and our T-shirts and our coffee mugs and our stickers and our notebooks and our trading cards?
Well, no, I haven't, but we might do that next year.
Well, I tell you what, next year we'll send you up some laminated Chris and Rob trading cards, a couple of Chris and Rob action figures, a coffee mugs, and notebooks, the whole nine yards, and you can do it upright.
Thank you very much.
The Chris and Rob lunchbox.
Okay. You've got all these things that I can use for my tree.
the Chris and Rob tree would probably be the favorite tree of all time. It would get you on Channel 11.
It would.
I'm sure.
Get me on television.
Okay, well, we sure appreciate you taking time out of your early morning to chat with us about your tree.
Well, I would like to say to my son, I hope he feels better, and I would like to wish all the people at 125 Piedmont a very Merry Christmas.
And I bet they will now that you've mentioned their address over the air.
Everyone head out there. Go there, everyone.
Well, they know who.
Okay. So when a rock comes flying through the window, they'll know that it's from you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy
What's
New
a Kwanzaa?
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Isn't a Kwanzaa something you put beer in?
That's the new...
Or is that a quaff?
Kwanzaa!
Well, then what's a quaff?
Get hip, dude!
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number here is 749-1444.
Hi there, boys and girls. This is Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Gear New Year.
That was great! That was great! That was fantastic!
Ho, 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 and happy holidays. This week on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we follow Chris and Rob to Tri-County Mall, where those zany guys do all of their Christmas shopping. Our shopping spree starts at Spencer's Gifts.
Wow. Chris, check out this hauling ass poster. Four chicks in the back of a pickup truck. Now that's cool.
Yeah, but it's not as cool as this Say No to Crack poster over here with this guy with this really hairy back. This is the fourth one I've seen today, and he's got more hair than all of them put together.
Hey, what is this?
Canned fart! Let's get out of here.
Man. I know what. Hey, you know, let's go on up to that Walden Books place. Remember, we're in Butler County.
Oh, that's right. That means they got this month's new Penthouse magazine.
Hey. Look at that kid. Look at that kid. Look at that kid reading Penthouse, Chris.
He looks like he's about 14.
He can't be any more than 14. Shh, tell you what. I'm going to sneak up on him, okay? I'm going to sneak up on him, and we're going to scare the bejeebers out of him. Okay, just hold on.
Excuse me, son. You going to buy that?
Ah! Hey, I'm getting kind of hungry, Rob. You want to go get a soft pretzel with triple mustard?
Hey, I got a better idea. Why don't we go up to that Mr. Bulky's place, and we'll see how much candy we can cram in our mouths until we get caught. Come on, let's go to Mr. Bulky's.
Welcome to Mr. Bulky's. Can I help you boys with anything?
Hey, Rob, look across the mall over there.
Oh, hey, yeah, that's that Victoria's Secret. Let's go over there.
Cool. Nah, let's not go there. My girlfriend looks like a pig in clothes like that.
No, this will be fun. Watch. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
Do you have one of these teddies in my size? Anyway, hey, Chris, you know, it is getting kind of late, though, and I do have to do some serious shopping. I mean, I still have to get my mom a Christmas present.
Yeah, you're right. Let's go over to Super X.
Good call. I can get my mother some NyQuil. She loves that stuff.
I need to get some red construction paper, some Elmer's glue, and some of that sparkly stuff. This year, I'm making my family's presents.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hey, look, two bear claws for a buck.
Hoping you and your loved ones get what you're asking for.
Hey, where can you get one of those 4-foot-long, 1-inch-thick barbershop pole candy canes?
Wait till the day after Christmas, Robbie. They'll only be 69 cents each then.
And make sure you're spreading lots of good cheer.
And your legs.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we wish you a Merry Christmas, and may all your Christmas says be white.
So what we do is
We get the whole gang. My Uncle Clay. My Uncle Wilbur. My Uncle Vernon.
Can my Uncle Joe go too?
Your Uncle Joe can go. And my dad, Melvin. We all go over to my grandmother's house, my paternal grandmother's house, my dad's mom's house, and we sit around. There's a whole bunch of us, grandchildren.
A fire in the fireplace?
Fire in the fireplace. We sit around and we drink bottles of Boone's Farm wine.
Chestnuts roasting over the fire?
Jiffy Pop.
Okay.
Jiffy Pop popcorn on the open fire. And we drink Boone's Farm wine. And then everybody writes their name on a slip of paper. And Grandma, being the matriarch of the family, selects one person's name out of my Uncle Clay's straw hat. That is the lucky winner for the night.
And what is the lucky winner entail?
I'll get to that in a second.
I'm sure.
And then my Uncle Clay takes off his straw hat, and he passes it around, and everyone puts in whatever they can afford. A dollar, if you can't afford. Times are hard for my family. $1, $2, $3. If you can afford $5, great, $5. They pass the hat around. They come up with as much money as they can. Then they go to the 365-day, 24 hours a day, all night, never closes, tattoo parlor. And the lucky winner gets a special Christmas tattoo. Unfortunately, we were hard hit by the recession this year. The most we raised was $15. So now my Uncle Clay has one of those teardrops coming out of his eyes, one of those tattoo teardrops. And that was Christmas at my family this year.
Season's greetings
from...
Let's try it again.
You screwed it up, Robbie.
Bite me.
Season's greetings from Chris and Rob and the entire staff of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
The phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-144. And we're open to take calls.
Hey, why don't you leave now, Jim? It'd be a great time to leave.
Bite me.
You bite me.
WAIF Cincinnati, Stepchild Radio, what radio is meant to be. It's a Chris and Rob late night talk show.
At Christmas, I no more desire a rose than wish a snow in May's newfangled shows. What do you think of that?
That? Did you write that?
Sure did.
That makes me
Hello,
weep.
Hello, Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Rob.
Hold on, we're untangling the phone cords.
What are you doing over there?
You screwed up the phone cord. You make one phone call.
Whoa!
Are
you still there?
I think I am.
Woo!
Jeez.
Am I still here?
Chris, we screwed up. We let Chris use the phones.
What can we do for you tonight?
That was some pretty deep poetry, Chris.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. It was great.
Listen to this one.
We don't mess around here.
Christmas trees are the bee's knees.
And he stole that from Morrissey.
Oh, did Morrissey say that?
No, he said something about bee's knees, I think, one time.
Christmas comes but once a year, but when it comes, it brings good cheer.
That's and Chris good. Drinks beer.
Yeah. So how's your Christmas going to be this year, Jennifer? You been buying lots of presents for your family and Chris and Rob?
Well, you don't buy a lot of presents when you have the kind of income I do.
Jennifer, here's our Christmas present to you. A very special Merry Christmas.
Hello, Jennifer. Merry Christmas to you.
Hello.
How
is
that?
It is Christmas Day in the workhouse.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Great.
Not every year do you get a big-time celebrity like that wishing you Merry Christmas.
No, you really don't, and I really didn't know who that was.
You know...
We do have a guest in the studio this year for
Christmas. We should
have
got a T-shirt to give away, and the first person to guess who it is could have got the T-shirt. Too bad we don't have one.
Too bad we don't have a pizza either.
Uh-oh.
Don't even talk about that.
No, we're not even bringing that up.
Don't even talk about those bastards.
Someone else had breadsticks.
Jennifer?
Mm-hmm.
Coming through the phone to get you.
Okay.
Don't even talk about it.
Don't even talk about it.
Anyway, I apologize. Yeah, my Christmas is going pretty well. I don't have to buy too many presents, you know.
Why not?
Well,
because you have no friends or family.
That would be it, Rob.
Jennifer, there's got to be somebody out there who loves you.
Yeah, well, there are. I mean, I don't have to because I don't have the income to, and so they don't expect me to. You know.
But you expect them to buy you presents.
Of course.
You know what you can do? You can check a book out of the library and give it to them.
Are you going to have a theme tree in your living room this Christmas, Jennifer?
I really don't have much of a living room to speak of. I've got a little, about a 5-inch-sized Christmas tree.
You live in a cardboard box downtown on Pete Rose Way?
Right with Archie, yeah.
Is that you I saw? No, Arch don't live down there.
No, I don't. I have an apartment, but it's pretty small. I wouldn't be able to...
Not big it. Enough to house a big old pine tree, huh?
No.
Not even one of them little fake phony plastic ones?
I got a little plastic one about 5 inches tall, and I got to find it since I'm
You know, you can put lights on a fern, too.
Hey, I don't have a fern. I got aloe plants. Does that count?
That'll work.
I'll put some on those. So anyway, so I got that. I'm going to my grandmother's house on Thursday.
Off we go to grandmother's house we go.
Yeah, spend Christmas Eve down there.
What's that,
there?
Over the hills and through the snow?
Yeah, well, you do that when you go to
in
southeastern Indiana.
Okay.
And so it's been down there. I might help cook dinner. It depends on how early they want me to get up. And
Jennifer, I hope you don't, like, strain anything during all these festivities.
I think I will this week.
Sounds to me like your dance card's pretty full.
This week is going to be the back strain.
Oh, you know it. Yeah. Where do you work?
I work, well, I don't want to really reveal that. That's okay, though. I work in Clifton at a bookstore.
Well, that narrows it down.
That sure does.
That's nice.
And so, yeah, it's been fun. I get to be a manager, which I'd never done before.
Well, good luck with that, Jennifer. We got to open up the phone lines and have a holly jolly Christmas.
Well, holly jolly to everybody there, to Jim and to the sort of celebrity. I hope
you don't know who the celebrity is?
I really don't know. I'll give the number, though, and somebody could try.
You've hurt his feelings.
Oh, you're listening to Chris and Rob. And call him up at 749-1444. Happy holidays.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
That was Jennifer, everyone. And the phones are open, 749-1444. Stick the microphone in D's face for a minute.
Oh, you give it D. Snyder.
We're not going to take it.
See,
yeah, we're not going to take it.
Robbie, don't pat our guest on the back so much. He's a celebrity, but he ain't that big of a celebrity. I mean, he ain't Bob Braun or nothing.
No, I'm a faux, so I'm not even a celebrity. Faux celebrity.
A faux?
Yeah, an imposter.
May the faux be with you.
The great pretender.
We have a special guest in our studio, and his first name starts with the letter D. Say hello, D.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? I want to say a big shout out to my homeboys.
Hey, we got to send a shout out to our boy up at Thriftway.
Woo! Yeah.
All right,
yeah, a redhead cop. Redhead vodka drinking cop.
And all the,
you love
and all
him
the
so much you don't remember
too,
his name.
All the babes. All right. Hey, did you see Bob Braun's back in town?
He's back in town and he's selling appliances.
I've returned to the number one city in the country to let you know about the new Craftmatic adjustable bed. Or whatever it is.
He's the best. He and his son together. I don't think their lips ever move. The upper lip never moves. I mean, Rob
their
Braun.
Hair.
It's stuck. That's what it takes to be on TV. Chris, Rob, you should take a lesson from this. That's what you need to get on TV is perfect hair.
Well, Bob had that cool way of holding
a microphone. And a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
Yeah, well, stiff upper lip, a Craftmatic adjustable bed, hair that doesn't move, and a unique style of holding the microphone. And the ability to make chit-chat with Johnny Bench after he got done mangling a country song.
Oh, Johnny used to do that, didn't he?
He'd come on, he'd sing like Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine because he could talk half of it.
I remember that.
The Nobody Tom T. Hall dude.
Did Johnny Bench ever record an album? Be a good album to get. Hello, Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi, I thought I'd call back. I figured out who your mystery guest was.
Uh-huh.
Who? I wish someone else would win the T-shirt or whatever.
Get on with it.
There's
we
nothing
got
to give away.
It would be one of those mysterious 97X DJs, one named Damien, I'd think.
All right. You're so smart, you listen to alternative radio, like it's really that alternative
did,
to begin with.
I did when I lived in Fairfield, but I can't pick it up in Clifton. Uh-huh. So
okay.
I've never heard that one before, Jennifer.
I have a good memory.
Well,
thanks, Jennifer.
You've just won a Buick. I'll drive it over to your place right now.
Oh, thanks.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Welcome.
Later.
Later.
The phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. We'll be right back.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Thank you.
Little Jack Horner sat in the corner, eating a Christmas pie. He put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I."
What are you guys talking about?
Hello, Port Clinton, you're on the air.
Port Clinton, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
I'm just sitting around wondering how much skull juice Bill Clinton actually got in the playground waiting for Chelsea.
What? Is that the joke making the rounds up there on the lake?
No, no, no. What's the topic tonight?
The topic tonight is themed Christmas trees. The topic tonight is tattoos and sex like it always is. The topic tonight is kung fu movies and RC Cola and moon pies and big-eyed girls on a Saturday night.
So it's pretty much status quo. got a question for you.
I got an answer for you.
About Christmas tree traditions.
Go for it.
Now, did you guys ever hear about hanging the Christmas tree upside down?
Yeah, that means you're distressed.
No.
That means, come help me. The tree's like a...
Kind of like a flag. No.
Yeah.
Really, I heard it was a tradition in New England that they put trees upside down inside and hang the ornaments all upside down.
Wow. I have not heard that. That is cool.
Well, maybe we can get some of your callers to call in.
We should try that right now.
You're so full of crap. There's no way.
And all of a sudden, it'll sound like an AM station.
How do you get the tree to stand upside down off that little bitty tip part?
I think they nail it to the ceiling.
They nail. I tell you
no,
what.
This is true.
I guess if you get snowed in about November, you have time to do that kind of stuff.
Now, the second thing I called about.
Okay.
This whole thing about Bill Clinton sleeping with everybody. Is this deja vu or what?
He's down in Arkansas, and he's got guards bringing him chicks. And he's like, when he's done with them, he's saying, get this whore out of here.
Well, let me ask you something.
I don't think Clinton says that kind of stuff.
Let me ask you something, Rob.
What?
You're the most powerful man in Arkansas.
What else happened? Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Pretend, if you will.
Okay.
Play along my little charade.
I'm the most powerful man in Arkansas.
Okay. Now, you've got armed guards around you.
Uh-huh.
And you're married to someone who looks like Hillary.
God,
to
stop.
Me, it doesn't sound all that much of a reach to get yourself a little trim on the side.
If you got Hillary, why would you need anything else?
You're a sick man, Rob.
I like Hillary.
And the number of dates you've had in the last 6 years, we can count on your right hand. And usually the hand is closed during your date. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I get your drift. All right, so I'm the most powerful man in Arkansas. I have armed guards all around. And
what's the problem then?
There is no problem.
No, he's getting some little bit of hanky panky on the side. What's the problem?
I don't have a problem with it at all.
All right. Well, at least he wasn't a lesbian or something. How is the mayor of Cincinnati?
It's always those disgruntled employees that drop the bomb.
Is it everything all right down at Fountain Square Park or whatever?
Everything is wonderful down here at Fountain Square. Absolutely no problems.
Guess what? Right. We're getting an aquarium.
Is that right?
Cincinnati's getting its own aquarium downtown.
And what are they going to have in it?
Carp.
Maybe they can get a squid or something.
Goldfish, carp.
Guys will be standing around with shotguns trying to shoot it.
Six-eyed carp out of the Miami River. And,
are you guys sick of seeing yourselves in the headlines talking about Ku Klux Klan crosses and stuff like
yes.
that?
We don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
I just, every Christmas, you know, they steal the headlines away from the holiday season by these goofy Klansmen.
And I hear they're all from up in small town near Hamilton. Or is it Hamilton?
It's Hamilton.
It's our friends from the Chamber of Commerce in Hamilton. Passing out brochures.
Not exactly. You're killing yourself, Chris.
No, I'm just slaying myself.
You guys up there in the lake have that wacky sense of humor that people
it's
are not.
It's a balmy 1,400 degrees below zero tonight.
It's about what it is down here.
My nipples are so far into my chest, I have like two deep crevices in my chest.
They can each hold about a quart. Who's eating?
Doritos.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I know this is a classy show and all, but I tried and I got in on the first try on the first ring.
Yeah, well.
You guys are a little too eager.
It's been that kind of night.
What you gotta do, you gotta set it up so there's a few busy signals once in a while.
Okay, make it look good.
Too damn eager.
Okay, we'll make it look good.
Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Shows Incorporated.
Ink, baby, ink.
I'm sorry.
Take your drunk ass and go to bed.
Did you guys get Christmas cards this year?
Not from you. We haven't got any.
I
didn't get anything from you.
I made it out to Talk Shows Incorporated.
Dude, you didn't clue me in.
4543 Floral Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Did I ever tell you about the time this guy sent us two copies of the Space Invaders single? You know that song, Space Invaders?
Yeah.
He sent us two copies of it, and this is what Chris exclaimed. Look, he sent me two copies. It never occurred to him that one was for me.
He's all about not ego and power.
That's it. Yeah. Ego and power. He sent me two copies. Wow. Too bad he didn't send you any, Rob.
He wants to end up in New Concord, Ohio on an AM station.
If he's lucky, he'll do sales out of New Concord.
Poor bastard. Talking about the weather and high school basketball scores.
That's it. What else is there to life?
That's right. Good luck, boys.
Later.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, you too.
749-1444. That's 749-1444. The phone lines are now open.
Let it be busy. Don't let the... Let it be busy.
What's busy?
Well, he's going to let the phone line pretend like it was busy, you know, so he looked more professional stuff.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. Because we were told to.
Hello, Tim. You're on the air.
What's up, fellas?
What's the word?
Cruz is a nigger.
Oh, wow. Forget about him. 749-1444.
Chris and Rob, late night talk show. What are you looking for, man?
As I sat on a sunny bank on Christmas Day in the morning, I spied three ships come sailing by.
That's from a song. That's from Wordsworth. What is it?
Yeah,
Wordsworth.
Something like that.
Wordsworth. That's who it's from. So did you hear about this woman in Washington?
What woman would that be?
I think this could give our guest Damien, you know, some hope. She got a bad haircut and won $837.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, she got a bad perm, $837, but she wants $2,500 because she had to buy conditioner. And what else? That was it. Oh yeah, they color treated it and then they permed it. She wanted it lightened with bleach, but they screwed it up. $75 for a haircut.
How much do you think Carol Williams could get for that bad haircut she had a couple months back?
All on Channel 9 News?
Oh, yeah.
She's still recovering.
Hello, Nitty, you're on the air.
You always get my name wrong.
Who is this?
Mitty.
Hi, Mitty, what's up?
I'm doing all right.
What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, I heard somebody mention that cross down on the square. I was down there today. It was, you know how they got cops sitting all around and stuff, too, guarding it?
Yeah, cool.
And some old lady, about 60 years old, she walks up and pulls out a jar of picante sauce or some kind of salsa and whips it at the cross. Hit the concrete or the marble right behind there and shattered all over. It's really cool.
What cross are you talking about?
I guess it's a KKK cross.
Yeah, but I bet it wasn't Pace.
I don't know.
This sauce is made in New York City!
They wanted that El Paso kind.
Well, that's a good thing to do. I think all over the tri-state area, we should probably throw food.
Throw condiments, get your mustard, ketchup.
At crosses. What should we throw at nativity scenes?
Your Plockmans.
I mean, we should really go off on this one.
Well, how does anybody know it's a KKK cross anyway? It doesn't say anything on it.
It doesn't?
It's got Bible quotes on it.
I don't even know what kind of cross you're talking about.
It's just a white wooden cross.
Does it look like a big T?
It looks like a big T.
That would be a cross then.
Yep.
Or maybe they're trying to spell something.
Maybe it's the first. Maybe they're spelling out like Tom, and it's the first word.
It's a big plus sign that they just messed up and cut one piece of wood too long.
They're doing a math problem.
Yeah.
Sounds
well,
good.
Anyways,
Sesame Street Live's coming in.
I guess it's a good thing that the KKK put that cross up on Fountain Square this year to give everybody something to talk about and bitch about and entertain all of us and give all them AM radio talk show hosts something to gripe about.
I just wish everybody
really
quit talking about it.
Did it.
You think
they
who did it?
The media, they just put it up there so they have
nothing to do with it.
Not the media, the news channels.
Well, the news channels and the media love it.
Yeah.
But I don't think they put it there.
I know. I was just clowning.
I think they'd rather see politicians get hurt and have affairs.
Yeah.
They'd rather see guys dress up like Christmas trees.
Hey, did that last guy really call from Port Clinton?
Yeah.
You got some range.
We sure do.
Tell you what, we got pull.
We had a guy get us down in Florida once.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I got go on.
It just so happened it was the same day that the Jacksonville was awarded the football franchise.
Yeah,
they boosted our signal.
Picking us up down there.
I heard that show when you guys called down there.
One time, a long, long, long time ago, I heard that the WAAF signal was interfering with communications between the space shuttle and Cape Canaveral. I mean, stranger things have happened.
Yeah. I got you in Batesville, Indiana once. I was driving back from Chicago.
That ain't surprising at all.
what do you get, about 25 mile range or something like that? Radius?
2,500 miles.
Yeah.
We don't mess around.
WLW.
Tell me
hey,
about
Mitty,
it.
I have a question for
sure.
you. If the Soviet Union tried to take Alaska back, would you go to war?
That'd be a tough one.
Let me ask you a tougher one. Are you a vegetarian?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Next time we get a vegetarian calling, I got a question for him.
I like that, though.
What?
I hope somebody calls in because I want to hear your question.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I might go to war over Alaska.
Yeah, I think so, too. They got lots of great country up there. Mooses.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. Snow,
a bunch
English.
Of dirty seals and oil-covered otters.
And then we wouldn't be able to hear who wins the Iditarod every year.
What's the Iditarod?
That's sled dog race.
Oh, the big woof woof. All right. Well, thanks, Biddy.
Woof woof.
All right.
The
catch
big woof woof.
Is that what they call it up there?
Yeah, they call it the big woof woof.
749-1444. Hey, Damien.
D.
Yes, sir.
You're a vegetarian, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask
Sometimes.
You something. Let's suppose, being as how you're a vegetarian, you're proud of it, you don't eat any meat and all. Let's suppose you're at the company gift exchange up where you work or something, or maybe you were a kid, some aunt got you a beef stick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not because they were being funny, because they thought you were a vegetarian, it was all silly and everything, but because they thought you might actually enjoy a good, hearty beef stick.
Okay.
Would you either, A, give it back to them and say, well, I'm sorry, you know, so-and-so, I'm a vegetarian, I don't eat meat, and then give him a big hug? Or would you accept it, smile, give him a big wet kiss on the cheek, and say, thank you very much, I'm going to enjoy this beef stick until I eat every last bite?
Which aunt gave it to me? Was it Rosetta or Enos?
Enos.
Enos. I'd beat her soundly about the head and shoulders with the beef stick.
Hello, Joe, you're on the air.
Yeah. Why are people so attracted to talk shows?
Because it's good time.
Excuse me?
It's because it's a good time.
Niggers.
Passes the time. 749-1444. Well, I've just been kind of curious as to the etiquette of accepting gifts these days. I remember when I was a kid, there were some other kids that if they got the wrong color sweater or something, they'd really, you know, moan and gripe about it.
I did that once, and I felt so bad for the rest of my life. I still have guilt.
That you did.
I opened my present. I said, ugh, I don't even like this. And then, boy, I felt bad.
You said,
for, yeah, I said, ugh. Exactly, and I felt bad for the rest of my life. You would beat your aunt with a beef stick.
Okay, maybe I was kidding about that. But I will admit, now, see, I grew up in Arkansas, and I did have an extramarital affair with Governor Clinton, and I was whisked in and out of the governor's mansion by state troopers.
Were you called a whore?
Yes, by Hillary.
Is this Larry for president?
Hello?
Hi, Hello, Larry. You're on the air.
Wow.
They got some bongos or something?
I don't know.
There?
Yeah, we got the
Maynard G. Krebs.
Four lords a leaping.
Nope.
Four geese a laying.
Nope.
Four swans a swimming.
Nope. Four crackling hens. I bet nobody knows what four is. Who's on the phone?
Five golden rings.
Hello, Biff. You're on the air.
Four calling birds.
Hi, Chris.
Biff.
Love your show.
Thanks.
Just calling to say how much I enjoy it. I have two things to talk about, really. First of all, you were talking about Bill Clinton earlier. It is extramarital affairs. Of course, they're numerous and well-documented. And I think that's cool, personally. I'm all for that. More and more.
It's like the whole idea. Who would you rather have with their finger on the button? A guy who gets laid every once in a while, or a guy like Nixon who hadn't had sex since he was 22?
More than likely he's going to know what to do with that finger.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Anyway. You know, Kennedy was a carouser and a fine president to boot. I say big deal. I agree with you. I think Hillary's a total babe. I'd do her in a second. I just think that it's time we go back to the sweet old days of Machiavellian politics where it didn't matter. You could screw who you wanted to. You could be an absolute bastard in real life and yet still be a good politician. And the other thing I wanted to say was I wanted to kind of go around the Wave studio there to each and every one of you and give you all a special birthday, or I'm sorry.
Christmas, maybe?
Christmas wish.
Go ahead.
Big Jim, to you, my friend, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Damien, love you, babe.
You
are my muse, my mentor. Rob, you're simply the best. Tom, you're a great guy. Keep it up at the store. And Chris, I think that the famous and very dead metaphysical poet John Donne put it best when he said, "You're a some bitch." Merry Christmas.
That guy can lick my ass. 749-1444. That was funny. I could have thought of something more clever than that to say.
No, you couldn't have.
That was funny. 749-1444 is the phone number.
Man, Biff blindsided you and your head snapped back like Joe Theismann.
Oh, it did, huh? Oh.
Boy, when I get hungry and I'm on the west side of town, you know where I go?
Where's that, Robbie?
I don't know. Won't you suggest a place?
Cincinnati West.
Oh, yeah. That's a great restaurant.
Yeah, sure is. I'm going to circle this right here, okay? Oh. All right.
Cincinnati West Restaurant. Yeah, it's
located at 1673 Westwood Avenue, catty corner to, not catty corner, but across the way is from Queen City Avenue there on the west side, right off I-71. They got great lunches.
Do they have beef sticks?
They got roast beef sandwiches and corned beef sandwiches and Reubens.
Oh, okay. Well,
they got all
kinds
of stuff like that. Lots of them deli kind of sandwiches. Tuna salad, BLTs, chicken salad, toss salad, chef salad, spinach salad. Soup, too.
Whoa, they got it all!
So check it out. That's a great place to go for lunch Monday through Friday. They're open from 10 to 3 in the afternoon. And, get this, free delivery. Let's suppose you're
limited
working...
Limited delivery area, minimum order required.
I don't know what the minimum order is. Something tells me they deliver for, you know, a bagel or something. But, because they're really cool. Dial up 251 West, and they'll deliver you some lunch while you're sitting there wrapping Christmas presents. You're too busy to get out and get lunch. That's 251 West. They'll fix you up.
And for those of you that can't spell, that's 251 W-E-S-T.
Yeah, and I'm not going to translate it, so don't even ask. In case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob Show, 749-1444. What's up next?
Yeah.
What was that?
749-1444 is the phone number here. Okay. Chris and Rob, a late night talk show.
It's for collie birds, not for calling birds.
For what?
Collie, C-O-L-L-Y.
What's a C-O-L-L-Y?
I don't know. It's right
What's
here.
What's a C-O-L-L-Y? Says, what makes you think that book's right? You believe everything you read?
This book has every nursery rhyme in it ever written. See? Right here. And it says... Four collie birds.
It's how do you spell it?
C-O-L-L-Y. And it's from Mirth Without Mischief, written in 1780. Nursery rhyme.
You're making that stuff
Check
up.
Check it out. No.
You're four, making it all up.
Four collie birds. And I want to know what a collie is. What's a collie bird?
It's a big dog, isn't it? Lassie. Four of those big lassie
That's
birds.
That's C-O-L-L-I-E. That's collie. But this
That's
is
translated
C-O-L-L-Y.
From the Old English, right?
Oh, you think in Old English? That's kind of bird dog?
On the nose.
Four bird dogs?
Four bird dogs. So that's what they say in Arkansas anyway. Four bird dogs. Or dog birds, I guess. More to the point. So what about this Domino's fiasco? $79 million. Now if your pie's not there in a half an hour, you know what? Pound sand. They don't care. These Domino's guys, were driving around like lunatics. Ran a red light and hit a woman's car. So out in St. Louis, which is near Arkansas, they awarded $750,000 in actual damages. And get this, $78 million in punitive damages. You really want to punish someone if you charge them $78 million. But they settled for $150,000. So now if you order a pizza from Domino's and it's not there in a half an hour, you know what you can do?
Bugger off.
Go piss up a rope, basically. You're not going to get your $3 off. You're not getting your pie free because Domino's stresses safety.
There's nothing wrong with safety either.
But if you're hungry, you're hungry now. You know what I heard?
If you want, then go to the drive-thru.
I heard of some of these Jesuit schools, like guys will call up and order pizzas and not really want them. And then when the guy leaves his car unattended, like those Jesuits will run into his car and steal all his pizzas.
Really? They do that?
I've heard rumors about people doing that at certain universities, but good thing it never happened at Xavier University during the years that I was there, 82 through 86. But if someone were to do it, what you do is you just get the numbers of, like, in three different dorms, like Kuhlman, Hussman, and Brockman, and you give a dummy phone number, and you call them up and you order one.
How about them?
And then when they stop at the first one to deliver, then you go and sneak into the car and get the other two.
What if he locks his door?
Well, then you're out of luck.
Nothing That's clever. Game, how'd you think of that?
It worked only once, okay?
Oh, it did, huh?
one pie we got out of it. That's it.
It did work, huh?
And I'm still doing penance for that every day.
I bet.
Look, if the Jesuits were smart enough to settle Milwaukee, they could do this.
Does the word purgatory mean anything to you?
I'm going straight to hell, baby.
Let's look up in this book and see if it says anything about purgatory.
Oh, yeah. It's spelled differently. It's like penitentiary, like collie birds, right?
It'll say something in there.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. That book's got everything, Chris. Gee, all this time I thought it was you, but no, it's just some book. It's a book.
All that poetry I've been spouting, it's from a book.
Oh, I understand.
I'd be the first to admit it, too.
Do you think Domino's is going to lose their competitive edge now? And it's going to be a Donato's world?
This is from Francis Beaumont and John Fletcher, and they said, "There is no other purgatory but a woman." Wrote that in 1500s, early 1600s,
and
somewhere in there.
You said, "I'm going to purgatory," right?
Uh-huh. There is no other purgatory but a woman. So, Damien, I see in your future...
Ava Gabor.
All right.
A day.
3 weeks with Ava Gabor.
Hell has no fury like Zsa Zsa. But Ava, she's only purgatory.
Well, now we've come to that special part of the program here at 4 minutes until 3 o'clock.
What's that?
The Chris and Rob Kung Fu Theater.
Oh, man. We ready?
We're ready.
Gee whiz.
Time for Chris and Rob Kung Fu Theater, brought to you by the fine folks at Cincinnati West. You can get no better grub for lunch than at Cincinnati West. Okay, here we go.
Tonight on Kung Fu Theater, we join the Wong clan on Christmas Eve as they get the whole family together for the time-honored ritual of knife sharpening, gun cleaning, and decorating the wigwam.
Oh! It is so nice to have the whole family together for the Christmas. Hand me the hops number 9 and some green patches, Sushan.
Here, Father. It is indeed great that we can enjoy each other's peaceful company. But I should remind you, we must always be a rout for our enemies. They have taken some very clever disguises, Raytree.
Ho, 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 Chi Minh! Merry, merry Christmas!
Oh, look out!
Tune in next week for another episode of
Kung Fu Theater!
Don Amici would be proud.
The phone number here at the Chris and Rob Show is 749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. Special in-studio guest tonight. We got 3 of them.
We got Damien and Tom. And Jim.
And Jim. Even though he's here every week, he's still no less special.
Let's get Jim to work. Give us a call at 749-1444. We'll put you on the radio. And I have an issue I'd like to bring up. This is kind of an editorial.
Is something sticking in your craw?
Something sticking in my craw.
Your claw?
It's a claw.
Something sticking in your claw?
The only government to fear is a government that fears guns. In an effort
what bumper sticker did you read that off of?
I was driving down the street this
afternoon. Is that out of your Robin Hyman's Dictionary of Quotations?
It wasn't in there, but I had to put it in there.
I saw it in Norwood.
I saw a pickup truck down on the bridge the other day.
Oh, okay.
And there was a bumper sticker that said something along the lines of...
They have gun control in China? That's another good one, yeah.
I think they do. The only government to fear is a government that fears guns. And just today, or yesterday, however you look at it...
Impeach Clinton and her husband, too?
Lloyd Benson announced that they're going to raise the fees on the licenses to sell weapons.
Uh-huh.
In order to try to reduce the number of people selling weapons, in order to have less guns in the country, in order that less people get shot with them.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of kitchen table dealers. Most of the guns used in crimes are sold by kitchen table dealers. It costs $30 to get a 3-year license, and it's so flawed, the system is, that there have been dogs. People put their dog's name on an application, and their dogs have gotten gun licenses.
Woof, woof.
So now they're trying to jack it up.
Dig this. Since 1968, gun dealers have paid $30 for a 3-year license. Well, that comes out to about $10 a year. Not about, exactly $10 a year. The recently enacted Brady Law increases that amount to 200 clients for 3 years for new licenses and sets the fee for renewal of the valid license at 90 clams for 3 years.
Okay, you got Relo. They're going to pay for it because they're big time. I go to Relo. I buy all the guns they have. I don't have a license, but I can still resell them. What's the point?
They're going to raise that even more, but Lloyd Benson won't
say
how much. What's
the point? What's the point? Relo will still pay. I'll go buy my guns off Relo, then I'll sell them to these Arkansas guys, and I won't have any license at all.
I'm not one to bring up that gun control topic too much.
You sure as hell did tonight, didn't you?
Well, yeah. It usually
you hear
makes
that screeching sound?
Kiss my ass.
That's the show coming to a halt.
It usually makes for a very boring AM radio type talk show. However, it is something to think about because everyone thought that this new Bill Clinton thing would be like the new rock and roll presidency. Bullshit. That's what I say.
Hey, he had Soul Asylum at the White House. What more do you want, pal?
I don't care if he had the Flaming Lips at the White House. He's still borderline fascist. I've been worried about it lately.
This is from the guy who voted for Perot. Talking about borderline fascist.
I just thought he was kind of funny. Get them big, cute, floppy ears.
It wasn't fascist when he wanted to go door-to-door to check for drugs, though, was it?
Not at all.
Jerry Brown in 96. You heard it here first.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jerry, and I've come here to speak.
Oh, I like some of that world-famous Christmas music on us. 749-1444, WAIF, Cincinnati.
Happy holidays, folks.
Hey, it's Gene Autry.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we got the spirit of Christmas coming out our ears. Something like that. Anyways, we were going to tell you what we thought about Christmas, but we thought this year...